It's time for North Posey Viking Basketball. Tonight's broadcast on 98.9 WPIW and NorthPoseyRadio.com is brought to you by Expressway Chevrolet, the Posey County Co-op, Crane Credit Union, Posey Storage, Expressway Jeep, JT's Hardware, Billy's Sparkle and Shine, Nick's Industrial, and the Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center.
Welcome into the North Posey Vikings Basketball Coaches Show, live from North Posey High School. I'm Jordan Fisher, alongside Coach Kevin Cole of the girls' basketball team, and Rusty Seymour, the head coach of the boys' basketball team, will be joining us here after we get done talking to Coach Cole. I'm not going to try to keep you too long. I know you got practice coming up. You guys got a little bit of a later start here today. I know you were watching some film earlier. But certainly it's been a bit of a weird time, and I'm certain I'm going to ask this to Rusty too, but you guys' last action before this week, whenever you played on Monday and Tuesday the last 2 days, came all the way back in the Toyota Classic due to a lot of weather, had a couple postponements. Just kind of take me through the preparation time there as a head coach, trying to deal with, you know, not being able to have your kids practice, but trying to also stay sharp when you do get in the gym.
Yeah, so one of the things that I've tried to do as a new head coach is make sure I give them plenty of time off around these holidays. You know, we all like to spend time with our families, and that's important to me, and I want to be important to them. And so coming into the Toyota Classic, you know, we had a couple days off there around Christmas, and then we practiced that Thursday, the day after Christmas, and then had to get out to, Princeton at 9 a.m. in the morning against Wood Memorial. And so we played Wood Memorial earlier in the year, and so we watched some film on them and went through our pregame the day before, and then got out there, and we looked a little sluggish at times and let that one slip away from us. Of course, they're a really good team. They've got Katie Sevier and a good team coming back from a team that made a run at the state championship last year. And so that one got away from us. In the evening game or the afternoon game, we played Princeton there on their home court. And anybody that was there that game saw that it was a battle. It was just a battle. And we were down about 10 points with 7 minutes left in the game. And, you know, I told the team in the timeout, if you want to win this one, you're going to have to go take it. And they were competing, but we were getting beat to loose balls, weren't tough around the rim. And then they turned it on. And a lot of our games this year, they've been able to do that. You know, I was talking to my wife last night. She told me that it seems like we come out in the first half a little sluggish sometimes. And then we're a totally different team in the second half. We play more aggressive. And I don't always see that. You know, some people in the crowd have different opinions on things. So last night, I thought we played well in the first half. We had a 7-8 point lead at halftime. Good to see that. Things that we'll talk about today at practice with our team. And then the last game of the Toyota Classic, we had another shot at Gibson Southern. First time we played them, we held the big girl, Paige Schnauss, the 6 points in that game. She had 25. And she was the difference in the game. And she was the difference in the game the first time we played them. We were able to hang around and have a lead. And then, they made some plays down the stretch. But keeping her under wraps and keeping them out of the paint scoring was huge. And we didn't do so well the second time. It was back and forth. It was a close game. But her getting the ball in the lane and scoring, she's tough to stop when she does that. And so after the Christmas break, I gave them off 5 days going into the new year because we thought we had plenty of time to practice and we didn't expect there to be a snowstorm coming in like it did and take 3 games away from us there. So.
Well, certainly I know that's going to be a bit of a tough thing to kind of navigate, but you mentioned playing those 3 games in 2 days. A good little, I think, test for your team as you get closer and closer to postseason play. Of course, the goal is to hopefully play 2 games in 1 day at the semi-state level. That would be a pretty cool goal. But you had 2 games postponed. Let's start with those two against South Spencer and Tecumseh. Those were originally scheduled for January 7th and January 9th. Is there any update as far as whether those games will be rescheduled with them being conference games or not?
Yes. We had the Harrison game get canceled. And then Tecumseh is rescheduled for the 23rd, which is next Thursday. Perry Central also was canceled. That was on a Saturday. It doesn't look like we're going to be able to make that one up. at this time. You brought up playing two games in one day, and I didn't mention this, but I did tell our team, us playing those three games over that two-day period, we didn't look out of shape. Mm-hmm. And so that's important. You know, at that time of the year where you've had some days off, which you expect to come in and be fresh, but we were still able to press, didn't look tired. We didn't have our hands on our hips or hands on our shorts, leaning over. And so, you know, execution might not have been what we were hoping for as far as just having some days off and not being able to fine-tune some things in practice. But as far as us getting up and down the court, I don't think that was an issue. And that's a good thing to see. You expect that at this point of the year. But, you know, us being a team that wants to play with some tempo and get up and down the court and keep other teams from setting up their half-court offense, I think we're going to be able to, if we can get to a spot where we play two games in one day in the state tournament, be able to continue to play our style of basketball. So
with the two games you just played this week at Evansville Christian and then home against Heritage Hills last night, you got two victories there, so two wins coming out of that winter break and out of that long, you know, bit of time off. So it's got to feel good as a coach. But now your attention turns to Pike Central on Saturday. I believe it'll be a varsity-only contest, correct, at noon?
That's correct.
So what are you expecting from the Chargers on the road environment there?
Well, anytime you go on the road, it's a tough environment. And, you know, when we were going to Southridge, and shame on me as a coach, I didn't get our team prepared. We had Washington coming up that week, and we weren't prepared, and we went in there and lost our game on the road. And, you know, we're not going to make that same mistake this time. And so we're prepping for all our focus the next 3 days is on Pike Central. Right now, the ladies on our team are watching film, the Gibson Southern Pike Central game as of right now. And here when I get off of this, we're going to go over some things that I saw when we watched them as a staff. And then hopefully we'll be prepared and ready to go. I know that we do plan on pressing and keeping it up tempo style game. We want more possessions. Part of the philosophy behind that is we want more people to score. We don't want to slow it down and have one person score 20 points and only score 40 in the game. We want it up around 60 where we have multiple athletes getting into double digits. That's just a more fun brand of basketball for the girls in our program to play.
Well, so, certainly I think with your philosophy, just from the games I've been able to see and call for you, it seems like you want to start with everything at the defensive end. You want to have your defense turn into offense and make it easy for you. And certainly I'm familiar with playing that kind of style back when I was growing up. And, of course, Alyssa Heath is going to get all the attention because she's your leading scorer. But I feel like somebody that's really been kind of a bit of a coming out party this season for you has been Kylie Bender. She was playing a little bit earlier in the season, but it seems like she's been playing more as the season's gone on. And she provides a level of length that I think can cause some problems defensively for the opposing offenses.
I agree 100%. As far as Alyssa being our leading scorer, we don't call any plays for any certain individual. We just play basketball. And she's getting in where she fits in and shooting the open shots, and that goes for all the young ladies on our team. As far as using defense to create offense, and you can see that in our Evansville Christian game, you know, we like to trap. And sometimes we get so involved with trapping, we put ourselves in poor positions defensively. And so we made adjustment in the second half that we weren't going to trap. We were just full court man-to-man pressure, and we were able to keep them out of their half-court offense. The same went for last night against Heritage Hills. We didn't trap at all in that game. We just pressured them. Now, speaking of Kylie Bender, earlier in the year, she wasn't one of our starters. She was playing a lot of minutes, and all the girls do. But after we did put her on the ball out of bounds and realizing problems that she causes to pass around her, and I'd say once or twice every game, she gets the deflection right there on the end line for a steal and layup, her length causes a ton of problems. And whether it's there on the end line inbounding the pass or her chasing you down from behind, she's been one that we put on the best players on the other team. Her being left-handed, most of the talented players in our league are right-handed. So when she's using her dominant hand, she's challenging their dominant hand, and she's done a really good job. Last night, the 23 from Heritage Hills, Becker, I'm not sure if I'm saying her name right, she's their leading scorer, and she hit a couple threes. That Kylie was caught and helped defense, and they did a good job rotating the ball. But for the most part, Kylie was on top of her and took care of business and shut her down. And so to have that length out on the perimeter and in the post, whoever she's guarding, being disruptive helps. As far as guard play goes, Mallory and Ellie Jo, they are true ball hawks, and they're causing problems on the guards. And that allows Alyssa, one, our leading scorer, to stay out of foul trouble. Two, she does a really good job of being a leader and a communicator, staying in the paint and making sure everybody stays matched up. And so it just plays really well now that Kylie is taking her game to that next level. I'll also point out that not only defensively has she raised her game, but she's shooting about 50% from three-point range, shooting really well from the line, and making good decisions. You know, I watched their game again last night, and there were multiple times where the ball hit her hands at the top of the key and she was guarding, and she did not hesitate to swing the pass to the next open shooter. And so she's playing really well right now. All of them are. Mallory Lewigs, I've been on her to score more. She does a good job of getting the ball in the lane, but then she picks up her dribble sometimes and looks to pass. And I told her, you get it to that volleyball line or below it, I need you to get it up on the rim. And so when her and Ellie Jo have made an effort to do that, and it's just making our team more dynamic.
Well, and it certainly seems like when you look at your schedule, you've played a very tough schedule to this point. You've had some signature wins. You've lost some close games against some very good opponents. You've been right there with a team like Washington, who's a favorite to win 3A as far as the state championship goes. And I think certainly as you get closer and closer to postseason, you have to like the direction that your girls are heading in. Because we talked the last time we talked, which was, I think, 3 or 4 weeks ago at this point, it was a lot about confidence and making sure you have a confident ball club. And it certainly seems like those signs are kind of pointing that way.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And it's good to see it in the locker room and the girls talking to one another and communicating in the timeouts and, again, communicating at halftime. There's been times where they're leading the conversation and I need to take a moment and say, hey, let me make this one point. You guys can get back to doing what you're doing. And that just shows a level of maturity. One, they're listening to one another, they're communicating. And I'm getting messages from the young ladies that they want to accept a challenge and I want to guard so-and-so tomorrow. And then I'll get it from two or three people on my team. And so that's what I want as a coach, somebody that's going to step up and tell me I want to guard the best player on the other team. And you got multiple people doing that. Then we can afford to be physical with the best players on the other team and try to disrupt them. And so it's going really well. I like the direction we're headed in. Yeah, we've let a couple of those close games get away from us, but hopefully those are learning curves. Coach Hallam has been telling the girls the last couple of weeks it's really important for us to learn how to control the game, play at our tempo. And I feel like last night against Heritage Hills, we did that. Our guard play controlled the game. Yeah, they made a couple of runs, but we didn't get uncharacteristically disoriented or start doing things that we don't need to do. We played within ourselves and we're able to combat those runs. And, there in the second quarter, I think they took the lead from us 13-14, something like that. But we took it right back, had a 7-point lead at halftime. And then I don't think we gave up the lead the rest of the game. They cut it to a few points here and there, but we were able to execute. And that was good to see that we had that poise.
Well, I won't keep you any longer. I know you got to get to practice still. It's 5:45. I won't keep you guys here too late tonight. But appreciate you joining me. Good luck this weekend, and I'm looking forward to talking to you again on Monday.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
We'll take a break. We'll come back, and we'll talk to head coach Rusty Seymour of the boys basketball team. Don't go anywhere. North Posey Vikings Basketball Coaches Show continues right after this.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expressway chevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
At Crane Credit Union, we listen to our members and do our best to provide the products and services they want and need. With our personal one-on-one banking and our convenient state-of-the-art technology, your money is always at your fingertips, leaving more time for the things you really care about. Crane Credit Union. It matters to us because it matters to you. Learn more at cranecu.org, federally insured by NCUA.
When you need to eliminate clutter at home but don't know what to do, call Posey Storage in Poseyville. Posey Storage has 3 unit sizes to fit your needs: 5 by 12 feet, 10 by 12 feet, and massive 12 by 35 foot units. Posey Storage can also help you out with boat, RV, and camper storage as well, with inside and outside units available. For rental information, call 812-622-1626. Posey Storage, 128 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
Looking for a new ride, or is it time to give your current car the care it deserves? At Expressway Jeep, we've got you covered. Whether you're shopping for the latest Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, or Ram models, or need reliable service, we're your one-stop shop. Check out our amazing deals on quality new and pre-owned vehicles. And when it's time for maintenance, our certified technicians are ready to keep your vehicle running like new. Visit us today or check us out online at expressway jeep.com. Expressway Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
When you're ready to tackle your next home improvement project, look no further than JT's Hardware, your one-stop shop on Main Street in Poseyville. JT's Hardware has everything you need to get the job done right. From tools to paint, plumbing to electrical, and fasteners to lumber, they've got you covered. And the staff is always ready to lend a helping hand and offer helpful advice. So don't wait. Head to JT's Hardware today and make your home improvement dreams a reality. JT's Hardware, your local partner in home improvement, located on Main Street in Poseyville.
At Nick's Industrial, culture is what sets us apart from any other organization in the industry. Our people are not only our greatest asset, we are family. Our people have a mindset of determination for wins, but still believe in staying humble along the way. We all believe in continuous education and put ongoing effort to better ourselves as well as the company. Browse careers and start your journey with Nick's Industrial at nicksindustrial.com.
The winter roads can make your ride look rough, and the salt and grind can wreak havoc on your vehicle. Don't let it do any damage. Get to Billy's Sparkle and Shine, where clean is more than just shine, it's protection. Take advantage of the underbody wash to blast away road salts and protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. If you want to take it to the next level, check out the Ultimate Wash Package. Not only do you get a full-service wash, but they'll top it off with a premium ceramic coating, the ultimate armor for your car's paint. Protect your ride. Head to Billy's Sparkle and Shine, because your car deserves more than clean. It deserves care. 140 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
When it's time for maintenance on your vehicle, make the right choice and visit Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. No matter the make or model, they have the right parts at the right price. Let the knowledgeable staff help you find exactly what you need for the job. If you don't want to deal with the mess yourself, then let the Poseyville Service Center take care of you, where there's no job too big. Stop in at 39 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-3113. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 and Saturdays from 8 until noon. Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, your one-stop shop for everything automotive.
Kiesel Enterprises is your family-owned and operated agriculture construction business, offering sales, service, and superior construction for all your harvest needs. Kiesel is also home to the popular Country Clipper zero-turn mowers. For over 40 years, our commitment has been providing top-quality products and services to our customers. And we want to thank you and show our appreciation for your confidence in us. For a quote or product availability, call or stop by Kiesel Enterprises in Princeton, Indiana. 812-386-6580.
Feel that chill? It's your reminder to make sure your furnace is working properly. That means it's time to contact Becker Heating and Air. save some dough and ask Brad about their Posey County Furnace Service Special. Brad's your go-to expert with 27 years experience servicing and diagnosing all grands. Call soon and schedule your Posey County Service Special with Becker Heating, Air, and Insulation, located on Main Street in Wadesville. Call 812-499-1324.
Since 1916, J.L. Hirsch Company Grocery and Department Store has been servicing the people of Posey County. Whether you're looking for clothing, jewelry, or stocking up on groceries, it's all at J.L. Hirsch Company. And don't forget about the renowned meat department with the best cuts of meat for miles around. Get your North Posey spirit wear at J.L. Hirsch as well. J.L. Hirsch Grocery and Department Store, a Posey County tradition for over 100 years. Open 8 until 5:30 Monday through Saturday. J.L. Hirsch Company on Main Street in Poseyville.
What do you expect when shopping for a power sports vehicle? How about a huge selection of in-stock units? Le Mans Motorsports has a showroom that's full. Honda, Kawasaki, Yamaha, Suzuki, and CF Moto. The Le Mans staff is friendly and they know their products. Le Mans Parts Department is full of in-stock parts and accessories with service second to none. Expect it all and get it all at Le Mans Motorsports, Route 45 in Fairfield, Illinois, just minutes off I-64, and servicing the tri-state since 1975.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too, and that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometown.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Indiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Indiana Broadcasters Association and this station.
What do student athletes say their favorite memories are playing high school sports?
A few might remember specific games, a big play, or defeating their greatest rival.
But more often than not, we remember practices, bus rides, and locker room moments.
That's because in high school sports, we get to play with our best friends.
We grow together, learn life lessons together, have fun together.
And while it takes hard work and commitment, we're thankful we go through it all with people who have our back. I'm Allie Ward from Boonville High School.
And I'm Mary Cox from Monrovia High School. Years from now, we'll remember pushing each other.
We'll remember how to be accountable and work hard to improve.
The fun, friends, laughter, and lessons. That's what we'll remember more than anything else.
I am IHSAA Commissioner Paul Noddy. Come see lifelong memories being made by buying a ticket to your school's athletic events. Be a champion of high school sports. This is a lesson that lasts a lifetime. This is a moment you'll never forget. This is your IHSAA.
Welcome back to the North Posey Vikings basketball coaching show. Now it's joined by Coach of the boys basketball team. And Coach, thanks for joining me once again. And kind of like what I talked with Coach Kolb about, let's start off with the about 3-week layoff you had. How were you handling that? Just dealing with, you know, letting the kids have some time off, but then having some additional time off due to Mother Nature.
Yeah, like Coach Cove, we, after the Toyota Classic, we gave them about 4 or 5 days off there, and it turned into a lot more with the snow. But, you know, it can kind of get stir-crazy sitting at home. You just want to get back in the gym and play a little bit. But I'm sure the kids appreciated the long break, not having to listen to me scream and yell at them for 2 hours a day. But, you know, we're back now, kind of trying to get back into shape and get ready for this weekend. So, you know, it was a long break. We don't typically like it. We were able to have a couple practices that were voluntary. With the snow and ice, the school did let us practice a couple times. But, you know, it's hard for kids to get out of their driveways and parents to get them here. So, you know, we didn't have everybody, but it was nice to get back in the gym this week.
Now, I didn't really ask Coach Cole this directly, but as a basketball coach, when you're sitting at home and you can't go to practice and you're so used to that routine, are you spending time at home just trying to think of different concepts you might try to implement or try, or are you trying to completely you know, unplug for that week off or whatever, and just try to enjoy time with your family. I know your son is on the basketball team, so maybe he gets to the end of it.
Yeah, I mean, between him and the coaching staff, I'm pretty sure they hated me. So I send them about 15 text messages a day with different concepts, different plays, different things that we would like, or even defensive concepts too that, you know, maybe we should try when we get back. You know, this was a decent break for us anyway. We had a couple weeks off even before the extra week. So, you know, we had some plans to put in a different defense, you know, maybe a 1-3-1. And we had this horn series that we're trying to put in and try to get ready for the second half of the season. So, you know, it's a lot of sitting around, and it is boring, but, you know, having a cell phone these days, it helps with that. You kill some time. I just watch videos and try to find some ways to help the team out.
So let's talk a little bit about the Toyota Classic. You guys ended up going 2-1 in that, I guess it'd be a holiday tournament, two-day tournament. You guys got the victory against Wood Memorial, 68-58 to open it up. And coincidentally, you and the girls' basketball team both played the same opponents on the first day there at Princeton High School. You guys ended up falling to a very good Princeton basketball team in a low-scoring affair, 47-38. And then you guys end up playing South Knox on Saturday, where you get a victory there, 48-36. Just kind of your general thoughts from those three games and what you saw from your team.
Yeah, I mean, I think Wood Memorial, I honestly think that was a decent win for us. I don't think a lot of people look at Wood and think they're very strong, and they haven't been in the past, but this year's team was a little bit different. I mean, they were very physical. They actually had a little bit of size advantage over us, and they were disciplined. Coach Schoonover does a good job with them, and you could tell they had a game plan in place, and they came out of the game and hit us in the mouth right out of the gate. And didn't sit well with us. We had a little come to Jesus there at halftime, and luckily the boys responded, and we were able to pull that one out. So, you know, I think that was a good win for us the first day, different one we wanted to get. Just was a little tougher than we thought it was going to be. So I was proud of the boys for pulling that one out. And then, like you said, you know, that night game we had Princeton. Princeton, probably one of the better teams in this area. They have so much talent.
A lot of size, too.
A lot of size. I mean, they're just good all the way around from top to bottom. He brought in a couple guys off the bench, and, I mean, they would probably start for most teams. So he's pretty deep. He has a good talent, a lot of talent there at Princeton. And, you know, I was happy with the boys. We got in some foul trouble with Mansfield and Compton. They set most of the second quarter. So I think we were down 2 or 3, maybe at halftime. So to be in that situation, you know, I was happy with it. And obviously they were able to pull away there in the fourth quarter with some free throws and us having to shorten our possession and fire a bunch of threes to try to catch up and foul with free throws. So, you know, it made it look a little worse than what it was. But defensively, I think, you know, the whole team with that much talent in the 40s, I was happy with that, especially because we gave them probably 6 to 8 points just on free throws at the end of the game. So, you know, defensively, I was pretty happy and satisfied, you know, but you obviously hate to lose games.
And, of course, Saturday at South Knox, you reset, you go to Wood Memorial to play them. What was your kind of takeaway from that game to kind of end that holiday tournament?
Yeah, I thought that was another good game. To play three games in 2 days is a lot. You have short preparation, and South Knox is a team that we haven't really played in the past. So we don't know a whole lot about them. Luckily, Coach Rohr up at Gibson had played them the day before. So, you know, he helped me out a little bit with some scouting, and we were able to get that film and watch him play. And just, you know, in a game like that, you're just trying to take a couple things away and hope it benefits you. And, you know, they had a good, decent player, and they were also big. I think they started like 6'4", 6'5", 6'6". So they had a guard that was big, strong, and pretty quick. And we were able to get him in some foul trouble, so that helped us quite a bit. But, you know, the boys responded in a quick turnaround game. They did a good job of getting learning. So.
Said, do you think there's a benefit in, and not really, I guess, learning on the fly in that situation, because you did try to develop some sort of game plan beforehand, but when you're not familiar with a team like that and you have a turnaround in less than 24 hours and you're trying to get your kids ready to go and kind of create a scheme quickly, do you think that's a good learning lesson for them as far as making adjustments now as you go down the stretch of your season?
Yeah, I mean, I do. It doesn't make our job any easier.
Oh, no, I didn't assume that. No, not at all.
It makes it more stressful for us, but, you know, I think sometimes the kids do prefer it, honestly, to have maybe a smaller scouting report, less to worry about, and just let them play basketball. And, you know, what we, the words we use a lot is read and react. And, you know, we rely on that, and we rely on adjustments, you know, in game, at halftime, you know, timeouts, things like that. And, you know, the boys have started to come along. And, you know, to your point, I think they did a good job of making those adjustments, not having a ton of information, but doing what they needed to do to be successful. So
now you guys had about 3 weeks off since you played a game. You had the Mount Vernon game that was postponed. That one rescheduled, you told me earlier, January 29th. I believe that's a Wednesday, isn't it? Two Wednesdays from now, I think. Mm-hmm. So that'll be, of course, a big game, a rivalry game. But right now you've got your attention focused to this weekend where you're going to Tecumseh, and then you'll host Forest Park on Friday and Saturday. What are you expecting from those two teams this weekend?
Yeah, Tecumseh's, you know, a typical Oxley coach team. Whether it's him or his dad, you know, they always show up. They play hard. They're disciplined. You know, and they do things no matter the talent level that they have. So it's always a team that, you know, people will say, oh, they're down this year, or they're, you know, decent this year. Whatever it is, they always play hard, and you can always expect them to do the little things the right way. So off a three-week break, you know, it does worry me going into that we maybe falter out of the gate. To knock the rust off. And, you know, as I speak with them before we let them go today, we just got to make sure we're not compounding mistakes and can stay in the game until we get back into the flow of things, and hopefully can get a win there. It's a game we think we should win talent-wise, but you never know with these long breaks how they're going to respond. And then we got Forest Park coming in on Saturday, a really good team. I think they're ranked up in state. I don't know the number next to their name. But they're in the top 10 for sure right now. So, you know, we went and watched them play Mount Vernon on Friday. Monday. I'm sorry. They got rescheduled from Friday. On Monday evening. And, you know, since we both have to play both those teams again, I think it's going to be, you know, we were able to get a good report, and it'd be good to see them play. So we did that, and I think we have a good report ready for them. And, you know, that'll be the one that we really, really want to get. You know, they're a sectional opponent as well as a conference opponent. So, and they're the ones that beat us the last 3 years in that championship. So it means a little something more to us to go and try to get that one too.
So I was actually getting ready to bring up that point. It's really not like a disservice to Tecumseh, who is sitting in front of them. But do you worry about the potential of the quote-unquote trap game, knowing that everyone wants to beat Forest Park, because that is a rivalry, especially for this school? And that goes back to when I was playing and before I was even a high school student here at North Posey. That's certainly a game that always means a little bit more. And do you worry, or I should say, do you worry, how do you keep the kids focused on the task at hand Friday night?
I worry. you know, I just try to keep them grounded and tell them, you know, one game at a time. We're going to have to beat Tecumseh first, because, you know, that's what I do is I worry. I'm going to worry about it being a trap game and us not putting forth the effort that we think we should, because it's a game we think we should win. So, you know, I can't allow the kids to be looking forward to Saturday. We got to get Tecumseh first, and then, you know, we'll turn all our efforts on Saturday morning. We'll probably have a walkthrough, and, you know, the kids know Forest Park. Obviously, like you said, it's a rivalry. You know, that game means a lot more to us than a lot of the other ones with our history and the way some of these games have came down to the wire and the way they beat us the last 3 years in the postseason. It, you know, it's one we circle on the schedule and want to make sure we go get.
Well, I won't keep you much longer, Coach. I do have one thing. I got to issue a public apology to Braden Compton. I walked away with his backpack by accident on that Saturday or that Friday morning. At Princeton, it was a little bit of a scare for you guys, and I getting phone calls and texts, and you guys had to go look at security cameras. Thought it was one of my partner's backpacks. It was not. It was Braden's. But we got it back to him. I'm glad that he's got his jersey, and I'll make sure I won't do that again for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, I think you freaked him out more than anything. We were okay with it. We had an extra jersey, a blood jersey, but Princeton obviously let us look at the film and saw that it was you guys. And they're like,
so they're wearing a blue hoodie.
Yeah, we were like, oh, we know who that is.
Yep. Well, that's why we wear one color, just to stand out, just in case those kind of things happen. But I appreciate you joining me here today. We'll look again talking. I believe you guys don't have any games next Monday. I have to pull your schedule back up. But
no, we should be good. It's just Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, so we'll talk again on Monday then for another edition of the Coach's Show. Been a bit of a hectic last couple weeks with the holidays and then, of course, the ice storm and Well, it's about a month later, and now we're back on the air doing the coaches show. So I appreciate you tuning in here. Appreciate you joining me, and good luck this weekend. That'll do it here for North Posey Vikings basketball coaches show live from North Posey High School. Broadcasting-wise, I believe Chris will have your guys' game on Friday. I'll be doing the game on Saturday. I'm not sure if Chris is doing the game on Saturday or not for the girls' basketball game. Stay tuned to the Posey County Radio Facebook page. We'll post that schedule and whatnot coming up here shortly. But that's going to do it here for North Posey High School. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to North Posey Vikings basketball on 98.9 WPIW and NorthPoseyRadio.com. This broadcast has been brought to you by Expressway Chevrolet, the Posey County Co-op, Crane Credit Union, Posey Storage, Expressway Jeep, JT's Hardware, Billy's Sparkle and Shine, Nick's Industrial, and the Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. Stay up to date with North Posey Sports on your home of the Vikings, 98.9 WPIW.